Good morning and welcome to Kettle Latte. We've had some snow this morning. Not much, but about a half an inch. A reminder that winter is close by. Lord's Day 36, question answer number 100 of the Heidelberg Catechism is where we are at, and it is what we are serving this morning. Is profaning of God's name by swearing and cursing so grievous a sin that his wrath is kindled against those also who do not help as much as they can to hinder and forbid it? Yes, truly. For no sin is greater and more provoking to God than profaning of his name, wherefore he even commanded it to be punished with death. Leviticus 5:1, if a person sins in hearing the utterance of an oath and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of the matter, if he does not tell it, he bears guilt. Leviticus 19:12, and you shall not swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. And we won't read this, but Leviticus 24 speaks of those who blaspheme the name of the Lord shall be put to death. So it is extremely important for us to be mindful to revere his name. And of course, we are usually in the company of others where we hear plenty of that OMG speak, whether it's in the workplace or where we shop or wherever we gather. That speak comes out, and it's not always an easy thing to approach someone and explain to them why that is so offensive. And yet, if we simply ignore it, the danger is we become immune to it and maybe even echo it. A lot of people have no issues with the word gosh or other euphemisms, and we're not going to look at all of those, but understand that anything we use to replace putting God's name in vain, and yet that is what we are doing in effect, we are guilty of that sin. So as we walk with the King today and be a blessing, let's be mindful of our tongues and of that which we see and hear where the name of God is profaned. And may we revere our holy God.